Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Here in Georgia, a bipartisan group of lawmakers wants to ratify a constitutional amendment that could guarantee equal rights for women across the country. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the latest push for the Equal Rights Amendment.
Democrats and Republicans, House and Senate men and women stood at a press conference Wednesday to urge their colleagues to be the final state needed to potentially approve the amendment. Senator Gloria Butler of Stone Mountain.
The first language resembling the ERA was introduced to Congress in 1923. Do we really want to reach a 100-year anniversary of saying no?
37 states have ratified the amendment since Congress approved it in 1972, but that number needs to reach 38 to potentially be added to the Constitution. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Three people have been diagnosed with measles in Atlanta. The Georgia Department of Public Health says the three belong to the same family. The department said none of those affected had been vaccinated. News outlets reported two cases were confirmed January 13th. The third case was confirmed Saturday. Atlanta United star player Miguel Almirón is being transferred, as GPB's Taylor Gant reports. He's going to Newcastle in the Premier League for a reported record-breaking $27 million.
Almirón, long time! Almirón! Oh, it was a shot that traveled like a comet!
Almirón scored 21 total goals in his two seasons with United, helping Atlanta capture its first professional sports championship since 1995. He was one of three South American stars, along with Tito Villalba and Joseph Martinez, to help establish Atlanta as a soccer destination on the world stage. In an Instagram post, Almirón thanked the city and fans for all the love they've shared over the past 2 years. The record-breaking MLS transfer will be finalized after he undergoes a medical exam. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The owner of a railroad has settled a civil lawsuit in the case of a woman killed in 2014 while working on a film crew. As GPB's Sophia Salaby reports, the settlement ends CSX Transportation's appeal of an earlier verdict.
Camera assistant Sarah Jones was killed in 2014 when a freight train southwest of Savannah slammed into film workers shooting a movie about singer Greg Allman. Other crew members were injured. Though CSX had denied filmmakers permission to shoot on its property, a jury in 2017 ordered the company to pay almost $4 million in damages. The company appealed that verdict. CSX finalized the confidential settlement with Sarah Jones's family on January 24th. The movie, Midnight Rider, was never released. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
And I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.